Hello friends, welcome to my second podcast of this episode. In this episode, I'm just going to say few failure stories of myself which lead to a beautiful success in my UG. As few know about myself, after completing my 12th grade, I thought I need to go for my professional course. So after completing it, I got an idea, and my uncle who stayed in Chennai, he is a chartered accountant, and I got impressed in the way he live, the way he treat everyone, the way he do all the activities, and I thought that I also need to be in that same way, and I out also want to be in a good position like him. So I thought, let me take my career as a CA, and I have selected it before completing exam itself. After the completing the exam, we all family members went to Chennai and stayed in my uncle home. From there, we just went for the institution of Chartered Accountant of India, which is located in Nungambakkam, and we went and we just finished our first process of registration, and we just made a payment, and we got all the books, and we came back, and my classes starts by July, so I have an enough month to spend. So I came back to Coimbatore and stayed with my dad and mom for a month, and left Coimbatore and started my new way of living in Chennai. It is something different. It is not a way how you live in Coimbatore. The way you are living, it's something different. I could not able to adapt to it. Actually, the regular classes starts for me by 6:30, and my uncle's home is located in Tambaram. I need to get up, and my regular day starts by 4 o'clock, and I have to get ready. I have to take my breakfast, and I have to start by 4:45, and I have to catch my train, which I have as a 3 options, that is by 4:50 or 5 o'clock or 5:10. If I miss any one of this train, I have another remaining 2. If I missed last train, I could not able to reach the institution on time, so that the first class will be over. So I have to keep up the timing. So it has been a regular activity, and I will just go and capture it, and I will start my day from local train, and I will be reaching the Nungambakkam station by 6 or 6:10 based on the train, catching the train, and from there I will be coming out of the station. I have to cross the road, and I have to wait for the share autos, and I need to catch the share auto, and I have to get in to my institution. From there, the regular day starts for me. The class will not be look like what we are seeing it on a regular basis. The class is something different. The classroom is something different. The way of teaching will be something different. The way of people is something different. It is totally different for me. The class size will look like a big hall where 200 to 250 people able to sit in that hall. If you came earlier only, you will be getting a seat in the before row. Otherwise, you will be getting the seat in the back side of the row, and you could not able to see the things what they are written in the board. These are the difficulties which I faced at the initial stage, and I could not able to cope up with the timings, location, the culture, the people, everything. First 1 month I just felt very bad, because during my schoolings, my home and my school is all about 2 to 3 kilometers. If I just get into my bus, I'll be landing within 5 to 10 minutes in my school. That is a kind of thing which I've been following for more than 12 years of my schooling. So adapting to a new way, it's being a risk for me, and somehow I managed it. And I also made a new friends in that institution, and I could able to manage with them. After a few months, my uncle shifted his home from Tambaram to Tiruvannamalai, where it is more comfortable for me to reach the institution in a good way. So after coming to this new area, I could able to reach the institution on time, and I could able to manage it. The classes has been ended and started my preparation, but I am so poor in maths, I could not able to cope up. So I just went for the first exam, but I could not able to complete it. Next, my family members fully supported me, and I also went for the next level of exam. In this, I just went for a private institution, which is opposite to the same institution, where the class timings is something different. It starts by 2 p.m. and it ends by 8:30 p.m. It is a way I am just going in for the classes. I also tried my level best and also created more friends, but I could not able to clear it that time also. The next time, I just went for some another institution which is in Mylapore. The same thing, the class starts by 7 and ends by 12:30. Again, I have to start moving, adapting to the new, adapting to the old way of practicing. It is a way I been practicing in a lot manner. But in those periods of 2 years of my life, I just got major input, how to live the life, how to adapt to each and every area, how to manage the people, how to interact with the people. That is the most important thing. Rather than succeeding in the exams, I just got a lot of inputs from that particular area, and I could able to cope up with the particular people in those area. That is important learnings, which is more important for my life, I think so. Next, I could not able to clear it in the third time also. So I was in a deep depression kind of thing. I went into full of negativity thoughts. Why it's happening to me? Why I could not able to do anything? It is a way of thoughts being going in. But my family members, my dad, mom, uncle, auntie, everyone supported me. They asked me to do whatever you want now. They asked me to go for the exam once again. But I did not do it, and I tried to go with a UG degree. So I just came and joined in Pollachi NGM College for my UG program. From there, I could during the 6 months, I realized myself life is somewhere else. I am somewhere else. We have to cope up with everything which are being taken us to the life. We have to live the life in the same flow, and we have to enjoy the life. We have to utilize the life, and we should not waste the life. These are the things I got it. And during that 6 month period, I made myself as a good person, as a new person. I changed me to a good person. This is how I faced a failure and came out of it, and I'm making wonders now. Thank you.